Well, don't panic. I know that was a very long gospel, and I promised Father Abel that this would be a very short homily. No, I don't need the candles for this. You know what the candles are for, right? They are to bring attention, especially when the Word of God is being proclaimed in the gospel and we're actually hearing the words of Jesus. A few years ago, USA Today carried a front page story about the crucifixion of Jesus. It was based on an article that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The conclusion was that crucifixion is the most brutal death that anyone could ever imagine. The Roman government at the time of Jesus had crucifixion down to a science. It was indeed the most horrible and excruciating death ever devised by man. It was reserved for the very worst criminals and for those who would dare rebel against the Roman Empire. It was the main way that the Romans were able to maintain law and order and especially discourage rebellion. Anyone who would call himself the King of the Jews would certainly be guilty of causing a rebellion. The typical cause of death in crucifixion was asphyxiation, when the whole body weight was supported by the victim's outstretched arms. He would have severe difficulty exhaling due to the hyperextension of the lungs. The victim would therefore have to draw himself up by his arms, unless his feet were supported by being secured to the post of the cross. With 7-inch nails driven through the victim's hands and through his feet or ankles, supporting oneself on the cross was extremely, extremely agonizing. Roman executioners would eventually break the victim's legs after they had hung on the cross for hours in order to hasten their death. And once deprived of support and unable to lift himself up, the victim would die within minutes. Ancient writers tell us that the scourging, which often preceded crucifixion, was in itself a terrifying ordeal. The loss of blood was tremendous, and many victims of this extreme form of torture died of shock before they ever got to the cross. Well, all of this raises a question for us. Why did Jesus, the Son of God, allow himself to suffer death by crucifixion? And the answer boils down to three significant reasons. First, Jesus wanted it to be a sign. He wanted it to say in a most dramatic way what he told his disciples so often during his life. No greater love is there than this, that one would lay down his life for his friends. He wanted us to know what the infinite self-giving love of God is all about. A love that is willing to do anything. A love that would go to the ends of the earth. A love that was willing to suffer unimaginable pain. A love that was willing to go through hell in order to save you and me and bring us home. And second, Jesus wanted his death to be an invitation. He wanted to invite us to do what he told his disciples to do when he said, "Love one another, and love one another as I have loved you." Jesus was the ultimate model of the extraordinary love of God for us. And third, Jesus wanted his death to be a revelation. He wanted us to understand what sin is really all about and how much pain it causes God. He also wanted us to understand what he meant when he told his disciples that whoever wants to come after me must take up his cross and follow me. True love involves suffering. True love is sacrificial and unconditional and knows no limit. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love like this is love that never fails. This is the message that the world the world so desperately needs to hear. In our modern era of painkillers and instant gratification, we tend to forget that life and love involve suffering. In 1986, just before the Academy Awards, Barbara Walters interviewed President and Mrs. Reagan. She asked how they managed to keep their love alive across 35 years of married life. When they didn't answer right away, Barbara tried to help them by saying, was it because you were both willing to give and take 50-50? Well, the first lady laughed and said that married life never breaks out evenly. Sometimes it's more like 90-10. So often one has to give up a lot more than the other. And President Reagan nodded in agreement. That was the high point of the interview, because it made such an important point. You see, when it comes to love, we can't keep score. The day that a husband or a wife begins to keep score is the day that the marriage will begin to die. This is the take-home message of Passion Sunday. Jesus invites us to love one another as he loves us, even if that love involves suffering, because this is how we reflect the image of God in our lives. You see, the love that we receive and the love that we give away is eternal. It's the only thing that we take with us when we leave this world, the only thing that endures forever. Lord, teach us to love others as you love us. Teach us to love and not keep score. Teach us to love and not heed the pain. Teach us to love and not insist on equal return, to love and not seek a special reward, except to know that we are doing your will. Amen.